Hey, let's talk about Juan Luna, JUANLUNA, 62472. Let's see, follow-up of hypertension, number two, diabetes, number three, fatigue, number four, family history of colon cancer, which he has not had a colonoscopy in big letters. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, non-compliance with his diabetes. He will not check his blood sugar at home, and it's time for him to recheck his blood sugar. Next number is abnormal blood work. Next number is symptoms of BPH. Next number is fatty liver, mild. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman. He's no longer married. He is separated from his wife. He is a driver. He tries to keep physically fit. He tries to exercise and keep his weight down. He weighed 175, 170, 170 to 175 last year, which is about the same this year. Period. In the paragraph, he's had some issues with his medication because they weren't filled correctly, and we had a long discussion regarding this today. He also needs medication refill, and he has not had his colonoscopy. We had a long discussion regarding the fact that colon cancer is very much hereditary, and he must be he must have a colonoscopy at this time, since he's 50, period, or since almost 50, and that he has a family history of colon cancer that should have started a long time ago. On the last set of blood tests, he had a high cholesterol of 248 because he wasn't taking his medication. His sugar was 232 with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.7, which was higher than before, again because he was non-compliant with his medication. We had a long discussion regarding this again today. Metabolic issue, I mean medical problems, ED, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, PVD, history of hypogonadism, last testosterone within normal limits, surgical history, two broken bones, no other surgeries, no history of cholecystectomy in face of diabetes, medications reviewed opposite page and refilled today, allergy, no drug allergy, family history, positive for colon cancer, history of stroke. Also diabetes in the past. Once again, he's scheduled for colonoscopy. Social, he drinks very little. He doesn't smoke. He does stay active. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. On exam, he weighed 173 pounds, 79%, 99.1, temperature 16, 93, 135 over 81. His heart positive, small positive is 2. His lungs are clear. His abdomen is soft. There's some of the gastric tenderness noted. His neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with any lesion. Lower extremity shows no edema, clubbing, or cyanosis. Positive pulse is noted. Assessment number 1, family history of colon cancer, set up for colonoscopy, ASAP, long discussion with patient again. Number 2, no further symptoms of fatigue noted. His EKG was normal with last year. His chest x-ray, echocardiogram was repeated with no significant change. Next number. At one time we had set him up for sleep apnea study, which he's definitely not interested, never had the workup done. Next number, because of family history of stroke, we revisited his carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number. His leg pain related to his driving is stays the same, not requiring any medication. No PVD or DVT was noted today. We also talked about his weight loss. It's not always a good thing to lose weight. It could be because his diabetes is being out of control, and he needs to check his blood sugar on a regular basis. He's not about to change his habits, nevertheless. Next number, ETOH, mild usage. Next number, he had one time he had stress test ordered, but he did not follow regarding the stress test. Next number, BPH, no significant change. Next number is ED, continue with Cialis 10 milligram. Next number is today, he's metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day was refilled. Next number is check hemoglobin A1C. Next number is continue with lisinopril, HCTZ. Next number is increased cholesterol, related to non-compliance. Continue with Crestor. Next number is Tadalafil, Tadalafil, 10 milligram was given number 30 before sex. Next number is check blood work. Next number is recheck testosterone in face of hypogonadism in the past. Next number is check PSA. Next number, again, sleep apnea study was ordered twice before, and he has never had the sleep apnea study done, and he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Next number is we're definitely going to set him up for a colonoscopy. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Again, thank you.